ZK2DOG KC2HVS.
Here.
KC2HVS. Go to number 9, or no, number 6.
A2DOG clear.
Table. I've got my dining room table
is it so cluttered now, and probably the next couple of days there won't be anything on it. I hope. Who knows what's going to happen between here and there? Things have been changed before, and they'll probably change again. And I still got to go in the bedroom and do some more straightening around in there, and make sure everything's arranged the way I want it, so I got a lot of room to move around. But it takes time. Back to you, Jeff. Thanks, KPR. Sorry about the hearing cable. I had all plans on going. All right, back to you, Chris.
Hi, very good. Thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. Are there any portables or any other battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in tonight from North Utica on Echolink. Good evening, Bob.
Evening, Kevin. Always good to hear you. Glad you checked in. What's new? What's going on?
Yeah, I should have told you. It looks like I'm the only one in the queue on Echolink here tonight. KD2FPM here in North Utica. It was a beautiful day, mid-70s, sunny skies. Currently got 69 degrees on the outside with about 48% humidity, so it's not too terribly bad for this evening. Just kind of winding things down and going to relax here for the night and probably watch some antenna TV. Maybe tomorrow, I've got my fingers crossed, I might be on the air on the Adirondack Praise Network at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm still trying to work that deal out with the station owner where I'll just come and hang out. We'll do a coffee hour chat on the air. So if you want to tune in, it'll be 88.1 FM, 90.9 FM, or if you're in the Utica area, 106.5 FM or TV40.4. On that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out of here at KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, always glad to have you check in and listen, and always good for new info. Well, sounds like you've got a few things going on that's going to keep you busy and occupied. And I'll certainly listen in on one of those stations and see what's going on. Well, 73 to you. You have a fine evening. And, well, I probably won't hear you until Saturday. Friday nights, usually I get out, my wife and I get out to have dinner and get away from things a little bit, and then back at it with Saturday. Okay, you take care, and we'll go on a little further, see if anyone else. Okay, this is N5 of AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Sounds like it may be a quiet evening. Never know. Well, I had a good day today. I did my makeup game for Tuesday night. As usual, it rained for the league. And we got that taken care of today, unfortunately. The last third of it probably was a problem, you know, with the back. But managed to get through it, and we did okay. So, and the rest of the day was good. I got home, rested a little bit, got the back straightened out just a little bit, at least tolerable, and went on my way with a couple of other projects. Got some painting done. I'm doing a little revamping here and there, painting trim and changing that. So, got some work ahead of me. Looking for some more sunny days so I can get it done. So with that, we'll make another call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW.
KC2WI.
Good evening, Pete. Sounds like you're home now. Fine signal, clear, full quiet. morning.
Yeah, I got to get a new high-gain antenna, dual-band antenna, and put my new dual-band radio I bought last fall and never... I should take it out and make sure it works before the warranty runs out. So I just have a quarter-wave mag mount, and I haven't decided what to get. I think I'm going to get the Comet, whatever it is, that Tom Dick said he really likes. Anyway, like I said, the meeting, there's just too many people that are going to be not there, and we're just going to cancel it, and hopefully everybody will be around in August. But this July, a lot of times this happens between the fair and people out on vacation and whatever. So I don't know, maybe we should just make it a policy we don't have a July meeting because everybody's busy. But and then we have canceled them because a couple people weren't there and it was like 95 degrees, you know. So I think that was last year or 2 years ago we did that. But anyway, not too much new around here. I went to the Towpath Trekkers run. It's the last formal Thursday run. We always have a little picnic. I was surprised there weren't that many people there this time. I'm not sure why. Usually that's a pretty good crowd. I got out. I wanted to get down there around 5:30 and ride my bike over to Forestport and take a swim in Forestport Pond there. I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. Ride back, but I didn't. I had other things going on, and I did put the bike in, but I didn't leave Irwin Park until around 6:30, and took a ride down the towpath and over to Lachute Road, then down there and over to Edmonds, well, to the where the towpath crosses again, and then over to where it crosses Edmonds Road, then looped around there, took a swim at Hawkinsville, and came back, and it was nice. Could have been a little bit warmer, but actually was a good temperature. It was warm enough to go for a swim. The sun is out on that by the dam there until about, I don't know, 7. Well, it was out. It was still up when I was there, but close to going behind the trees. And then back up to the park. And it was nice. I rode back quite fast and, you know, without really getting hot. It was almost cold, but not quite. It was a good ride. It's probably the longest bike ride I've taken. I've meant to ride this, you know, every year I do the same thing. Well, I got to get out and start riding like I used to, and I just get busy. And, you know, I'm not going to do it when it's real hot out and stuff like that, so... speaking of which, it's down to 62. The high was only 73. It was perfectly hot enough to go for a swim after biking, and the water's reasonably warm, but in the Black River anyway. But I guess it feels like we're going to have a pretty cool night, and I guess it's going to get cloudy and rainy but hotter. I don't know. We'll see what happens this weekend. WI back then.
Okay, Pete. Well, yeah, I know what you mean with the riding. I used to enjoy that. Sherry and I both. But haven't gotten into it much anymore. My legs won't tolerate it, and she gets tired too with her back problem. She's got as much back trouble as I do, I guess. But, boy, I'll tell you what, we loved it when we were able to do that. We used to, some nights put a good 3-4 miles on, maybe even more. Had been a couple times when we were well up there over 10, and it was enjoyable. But I haven't even gotten out on a motorcycle much this year. I think I've probably got, oh, I don't know, 50, 60 miles logged on it this year with a meeting. And, you know, like you say, maybe a good idea to probably have a yearly cancel in July. I know I feel bad I miss it because my golf league happens to fall on Tuesday evening, and just messes things up a little bit. Used to be darts, but now it's golf, so I gotta work around that. And if it rains enough when there's a meeting on and we're not playing, I'll be there. But well, I'll tell you what, things get kind of scrambled up in the summertime, I guess. This weather has been almost a duplicate pattern of what we had last year. So, all right, Pete, you have a good evening, and enjoy yourself. Relax a little bit. You need that. 73, this is N5AOW. Look for additional check-ins.
KH2000.
ZNZ. Jack, how you doing? Always good to hear you.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Well, things are pretty good down here today. A little cooler, which I like. You know, so I got to about 75 or so. Right now, we're about 69. It's really close out. We're in the leaf moving. So it feels kind of, you know, kind of stuffy, even though you got windows open and everything else. Not really temperature for air conditioning. So anyways, I guess that's about it from down here. Nothing else of any great importance going on. So I'll say 73s to everybody and send it back to you. Bob, you might tell me, I've often wondered how long you've had your place up in out of lake. I don't know whether you used it as like a camp before, or whether this was something after you retired, or whatever the case was there. 7312, KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we were, I used to come up ever since, like first time in 61, late 61, that summer. And then from then until about, I think it was 1970, I bought the other place that I lived in, and lived there for 2-3 years or 4 years maybe, and moved away and got married and moved away, and that kind of fell apart. But anyway, this one we're in now since 89, and done a lot of renovation to it. It was just a summer place for some folks that had it for a good number of years, and bought it from a lady that just couldn't keep it up anymore, and no one in the family, I guess, wanted to help her out with it. So got to be were too much for her, but something we wanted and we enjoyed. But with that, we put a good deal of effort into it. You know, stripping it pretty much down, insulating and windows and you name it, like the normal, and then, of course, heating systems and whatever. But it's been a while, and we've enjoyed it, and we're still here, and probably be my last place of residence, I would imagine. But then again, you never know. So, you know, I was going to ask you something, too. That repeater that interferes with your signal, is that the one that comes through here? It triggers our repeater at times. And IDs, it also states that it's 2,400 feet in the air. Is that correct?
It sure is. It's on Bristol Mountain, kind of south of Rochester. Closer to Canandaigua, actually, and it is about 2,400 feet up in the air. Yeah, that's the one. There's a whole bunch of repeaters on that one, but the only one that seems to be a real problem, of course, is the one with the same frequency, you know. It does have a PL on it,
So we don't bother them, but they should bother me down this way. In fact, I thought I was going to lose everything you were saying, but then the repeater dropped quickly, so I didn't. I got everything. Yeah, that's the one. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Well, just to kind of encapsulate what I had said, we were here since 89 in this house, so yeah, it's been a while. All right. Well, very good. Thank you. I'll check in with you a little later on. 73. Talk to you then. This is N5ALW. Any further check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? None. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank all those that listened, especially Jack, Pete, Kevin, Rich, that checked in. Everyone have a fine evening, a better day tomorrow. 73 to all. N5AOW clear.
N5AOW, this is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM. Kevin, how you doing, N5AOW?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. I know we were chatting about me being on the air tomorrow on the Adirondack Praise Network. If for some reason you can't reach that signal off of those frequencies I gave you, the 88.1, 90.9, or the 106.5, you can also listen online at adkpraise.com. Again, that's ADK for Adirondacks. It's adkpraise.com. KD2FPM, back to you.
Very good. I'll definitely get that on and check it. I think normally, well, we've got good signal, I think, on, I'm not sure about 88.1, but 90.9 I think we get reception on, and also 106.5. So, yeah, I'll certainly try those. And that was at, what'd you say, at 8 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, roger that. 8 a.m. hopefully will be my time. I'll be coming into the studio, and I'll be sitting with Mark Russ. So, yeah, that 90.9 transmitter is located in the Gloversville vicinity, so and that's our big workhorse. I believe it's either a 45 or 50,000-watt FM transmitter.
Well, it sounds like it's got the poop to get it out there. For a better term, I'll tell you what. I remember when I was in the Army, oh God, back in 64, I used to listen, we listened to WABC in New York. And you had no Herb Oscar Anderson, and the guy knows a whole passel of good MCs and DJs and whatever. And when I was out in Kentucky, we used to get up on the roof of the barracks, and I had this little Hitachi stereo. And we'd be sitting there listening to music and whatever, and, you know, drinking a couple of beers or whatever, even soda or tea, whatever it was at that time. And a couple of times I tuned around and I said, let me just listen. And the one time I heard, just as I was scanning through WABC, you know, and I thought, my God, I can't believe this. Here I am in Kentucky listening to a station in New York City. So certainly with the wattage that and the output that Gloversville has, we ought to be able to receive that. So that sounds good. Okay, well, back to you, Kevin. KD2 FPM and 5AOW.
Yeah, I have to admit, I like the way you announce the ABC call letters there. because that was a very, very unique style that they were told that they had to do, because they had to do that WABC, New York City. And that was just kind of the way the call phrase was put through, because that was their own signature, so that was awesome. All right, my friend, listen, I know we got to get ready for Oct-10, so I will back out of here. I'll say 7-3. Hopefully you'll be able to catch me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on the Adirondack Praise Network, and I will hopefully catch you at some point, maybe over the weekend, because you said you were going to be out tomorrow night. So I will say 7-3, KD2FM, N5AOW. I will clear on your final.
Okay, Roger, Kevin. Always enjoyable, and glad to chat with you again. Good cue, so 82FPM, 73, from N5AOW, clear.
KD2FPM will be clearing from this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system on this repeater. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 73, KD2FPM is out.
Is your frequency clear? K2DOG, K2DOG, KC2HVS. KC2HVS is clear.
We're looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. I do hold traffic for KD2AIT and to KPR and WA2U. The Oct-10 report for last month, the rest of the folks are caught, I guess. We're looking for all stations. Come now, please.
Fire ALW, good evening, Jay.
Yeah, it's okay if you have. Hello again. Okay, I got N5AOW. Hello again, Bob. And N2KPR. Hello, Rich. And stand by a minute if you would. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Mrs. Oct-10, looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, very good. Rich, you ready to copy?
Okay, reading for you then to give you.
Okay. Number 49 routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, July 1. Going to Rich, N2KPR, break. June Oct-10 report, stations 1011, 1011. Traffic 332. Sessions 30, 73 break, Mark, KB2KOJ, and of course he's the my assistant manager on Oct-10. Number the traffic, how did you do?
Yeah,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thanks for taking it. Any other stations with or without traffic?
N2MQP.
N2MQP, hello, Carol. Thank you for checking in. Looking for any additional stations, whether or not traffic. you, officer, again. 7-3, you saw all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow.
KA2-7-7.
Be clear.